All right, we're good here. You good there?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for December 17, 2020. The time now is 7 o'clock p.m. May I please have a roll call? Mike Stopa, I'm here. Mark Raddis?
Here.
Chuck Johnson?
I'm here.
Who please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is supplemental appropriation, the resolution. I, Mike Stopa, move to adopt resolution number 12172020-041 to approve the supplemental appropriation dated December 17th, 2020, and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 12-11 of 2020 to 12-17 of 2020. We're going to start with electronic check number 83-2020. And then we're going to start with regular check number 31160 and end in check number 31171. Total amount is $117,921.86. And it will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
I'm taking the second on that one. I take it, Mark.
Yeah, I was just gonna make it easy for him.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Either way, come on. Hand signal.
Next up is advance of tax resolution. This time, I, Mike Stopa, move to adopt resolution number 12172020-042. To authorize the fiscal officer, Angela Ventura, to request the advance of all taxes due Medina Township for the tax year of 2021.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is as amend permanent budget resolution. This time, I, Mike Stopa, move to adopt resolution number 12172020-043 to approve the amended permanent appropriation budget for 2020, dated December 17th of 2020, and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training.
Second page.
Oh, is there?
All
right. All right. Next up is purchase orders and training request. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Yeah, I have one purchase order. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order request. The department is going to be cemetery. The vendor is the Ohio Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing. The amount is going to be $975. And basically the description, this is a return of unused grant money that we had.
So
we didn't use it, so now we've got to return it.
All right. Roll call. Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Chuck, do you have any more?
That's the only one I have.
That's the only one? Mark, do you have any tonight?
I do. I have two. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The vendor is Brownells Inc. from Montezuma, Iowa. The total is $323.11. This is for some rifle parts from last meeting. I messed up the purchase order, so this is a redo.
Second. Anything else?
No.
Roll call. Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
One more. I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order. The vendor is Goodyear Tire. It's for Police Department. Total is $821.02. This is for tires for Unit 5.
Second. More discussion?
Not for me.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else, Mark?
I do. From last meeting, we purchased a bunch of items on Amazon. Just want to make a note that our Amazon account has a limit, and because we had bought all those air purifiers and all that, we were over. So a balance of it went on Angela's PNC card.
Okay.
Just no issues, just making a note of it.
Okay.
What is our...
I don't know the total, but I know we were over with...
We were over with what we've had the last couple.
Yeah.
Before we get to old business, I just have one thing, just to let you guys know. Can you please get with your department heads? We need to have a temporary budget in place before the new year, so we can send that to Angela, so we can have approval of it before January 1st, so she can send it.
We don't plan on meeting with her to do that?
I mean, you can talk to her and that, and see, and go from there, but we just have to have it in place before the new year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, then we can't pay anything or that going forward. All right. You have anything before we get to old business, Mark?
No.
No? Chuck, you have anything before?
Just one real quick thing. I have had a couple of our employees just kind of reach out to me, just with the face mask thing in our buildings or anything like that, and they were asking me what our policy was on that, and I said I'm pretty firm on face masks inside all of our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting you guys know that I've been hearing some things where they're not being used in all our buildings. So I don't know if we should send out a memo just to remind them that it's mandatory and that there would be repercussions if they don't have masks on, stuff like that.
I thought the last one we had out in regards to
all the CDC guidelines.
The incident that was
marked. Well, I've just gotten two this week.
Okay,
so
we'll make sure we send one.
And they're asking me, like, what do I do? I don't want to be a... You know.
Yeah, no, everybody should be wearing it in the building.
Right, so you know, department heads can keep an eye on that, and then if we get reports again that it's not being enforced, then we have to look into that.
Yep.
It's just too important.
Right, I agree.
Especially with us having at least 4 or 5 people now through the different departments and stuff having COVID, it's not, you know.
Right.
So.
Nope, I will make sure we get a memo sent out to everyone.
All right.
Going forward on that. All right, next up is old business, approval of the fire service contract.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we have on this is the terminology. I know a few people brought up the thing where they're talking about the city of Medina hereafter and the township of Medina hereafter being the township. You know, it's probably from an old contract and an oversight, but I did mention that to them. And they said the same thing. It's funny, we have our lawyers and our law department look at it, and they never... question that part of it so far, but they said that's something minor and we can make notes of that, and they'll have it changed, but it can be signed even without that, just with notes if that's a big case. Last time we talked, you guys had some points that you wanted me to address with them, so I did all of them. They did add into the contract supposedly the grass cutting and shoveling and upkeep of the vehicles and the properties. We talked about the $5,000, I don't know what you want to call it, like a deductible and the maintenance and stuff like that. So we worked out a thing where they can't like put the car in the shop and get brakes and a fuel pump, and they're not going to add everything. So it's like if it's a $5 brake thing or a $500 fuel pump, they're separate. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so we talked with the maintenance guy too, because I was talking about like the $20,000 thing. He says even the whole entire transmission on the thing is only like $11,000. So he says it was kind of pointless to do that. So they wanted to stick with the 5,000, but they changed it so that we're comfortable in the fact that they're not going to stack anything. So that was what they worked on there. I did talk to them about the percentages of the calls, and they're not willing to, like, you know, Angela said, to have Denny and them guys change like batteries and smoke detectors. They said that's a small part of it. Says, and usually it's for elderly people, or there's a smoke detector, you know, on a two-story foyer that they can't reach, but very rarely. It's more like safety checks that the firemen are trained to do. You guys should know all this kind of stuff, and other things like that. So they just said it wasn't a practical thing to have a service department do something like that. What else was the other question?
Credit for our equipment?
You mean like...
We've given them $2 million of equipment of ours to use. Modco gives them two engines.
We talked about the equipment. They actually want and said that we can like get rid of some of the vehicles and stuff like that. That some of the vehicles are old enough that they're more of a liability for them.
Well, but that's not my issue. My issue is if it's apples to apples, if it's a model similar to LST, we should give them the same as Modville gives them, which would be two engines and a utility vehicle like our Explorer.
Yeah, they said that they weren't going to credit us for having extra equipment and gave us permission to start selling off some of the trucks and stuff like that.
So we have the ability to just give them two engines and
if that's what you want to do, we have all the ability that we want.
Well, we
did not discuss that in the contract. No, everything is as is. And if we want to start discussing like retiring a fire truck or selling it, you know, for insurance purposes and for maintenance and stuff like that, they're fine with that. And then the other thing that we talked about too was Station 1. Obviously they don't want to use Station 1 as is. So if we want to shut that one down and not have them use it at all, they're fine with that. Or they can use it like they're using it now. It can be fixed up or what. They said they're perfectly fine with whatever we decide on that. You know, it helps save us money with keeping the heat down and the electricity, lights and all that stuff turned off.
That would go hand in hand with the vehicle count.
So, but basically they're just, this is the contract now. They have to get it signed. They had their fiscal meeting on Monday. They're going to have to do a special meeting to get this approved before the new year in 2 weeks. So they wanted us to kind of sign us. And they said they're willing to work with us on, you know, the LST thing. There was an update though on the LST thing with the COVID vaccine coming in and the hospital ramping that stuff up. They've asked to pop that back down again. Also to incorporate the new fire chief that will be getting hired in February. So I guess that's on a you know, not a permanent hold, but at least another month off. So
what about the question on if SCBA's need to replace or something that, like that, who's responsible? It's not spelled out in the contract.
Yeah, they we talked about the SBCAs and stuff like that, and they said it would be, it's not spelled out in the contract, so I don't know if they'll come to us and ask us to do a percentage, you know?
Well, I think we need that in the contract. Last time it was over $250,000, so that we have to be ready for those expenses. I mean... I think that kind of thing needs to be spelled out. If it's a percentage, what's our percentage? If it's bought on a grant, and the grant covers it entirely, who owns them?
Well, yeah, obviously they would own them if they did the grant and everything like that, because we did talk about that, but they didn't seem like they were going to be charging us, you know, anytime soon for those, so.
Well, I just
brought up. So, okay, put it in writing to an email for me, and I will pass it along to them. But like I said, though, they're more just trying to wrap up their year and would like us to you know, get this signed just so we can have our fire service going.
And we still haven't found out about our insurance coverage, that amount that they have in there.
Was it the $3 million?
That was the $4 million.
Yeah, they said that they've always held three and three should be suffice.
But we don't know what our insurance is. You know what I'm saying? Normally, in the last contract, it was their insurance was the primary and we were the secondary insurance. So
okay,
whatever our insurance was at the time is what it was. Now they're asking us to keep the same amount of insurance that they have. So we just needed to find out. We haven't got an answer back, and
okay,
Nick's supposed to follow up again.
You might want to take notes, Chuck,
yeah,
now, because I don't know if you'll get this before the end when you need it. First off, are we able to sell all vehicles other than two engines and our Explorer?
Well, I didn't bring up selling perfectly good vehicles, you know, that we're using for the thing.
Well, we're getting no credit for very expensive equipment, so why should we provide more than Montville is if we're getting charged more?
So sell off our equipment to equal...
No, just we would provide two Montville engines and an Explorer or a sport utility vehicle similar to Montville.
Chuck, I'll give you this copy that I have that I made notes on, just so you can see.
I went through and put where it should say the city, where it should say the township, where it should say the parties. I also had a note up on the thing where it says the city will have complete use of all fire apparatus and its deployment. And I also wanted to include and all township-owned equipment, because they have a bunch of, you know, other equipment that we've given them, you know, our turnout gear, helmets, things like that, too, that are township-owned equipment. So I need that to have it spelled out, too, just so that we're clear as to all the stuff that they've taken when they took over the fire department.
All right.
And then if equipment needs to be replaced, who is paying for it? If it's a percentage of, you know, what is our percentage? You've mentioned ours would be on a percentage basis.
I think part of this, Chuck, we're doing this because we want it spelled out, because we need to know kind of who's going to pay for what based on, you know, the budget as to what we have in the budget right now. And if there's some expense that we don't see at this time, and it brings on us.
As a person who deals with contracts, if it's not in the contract that says, hey, Medina Township, you're responsible for this, then I would say that I'm not responsible for it.
We just bought how many dollars with the radios last year
that
wasn't in the contract? So. 50,000?
Yep.
So I it just needs to be spelled out.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's going to help us in knowing what we need to bring in. I was very heavily criticized for going out for a millage that was too high. That's fine, but then we need to know what we need. What is the millage we're going to need based on a schedule of replacements? And, you know, if we can gain more money by selling vehicles, then it would push out, you know, what we need and when we need it. But if we're going to have to buy stuff, we need to know when it's going to be bought and how much it's going to cost us. If it's 100%, and SCBAs are due up in 3 years, we'll know in 3 years we're going to have another $250,000 to spend. I think that's reasonable, knowing what we have to spend.
Yeah, I'm just letting you guys know, too, that, like you said, they want us to get this thing signed, and they're willing to tweak things and explain things and all that stuff like that, but they have to get this contract signed to give us service. And
we could ask.
Can you ask for an MOU?
And, you know, a memorandum.
That was mentioned.
You know, to cover until this is, I mean, I'd like to see a finalized clean slate and not have to go back and say, well, you know, this needs to say this needs to say that. I mean, I understand they're saying, well, they're willing to work, but I want it spelled out just because, you know.
If you could sign in, please. No, or aren't you staying?
I'm lost.
Oh, what do you need?
I gotta find my home. I am so lost. I was trying to find the Buellers in
Medina?
No, not the one in the center of Medina, but...
On 18?
Yeah, right, so...
Okay.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where I am.
Oh, how long have you lived out here?
40 years.
Oh, do you need us to get someone to help you?
Yeah.
Mike, I'm going to pause this. Take a recess, please.
Okay, we're going to recess for a minute.
Oh my God, I'm so lost. I've been places I've never been before.
This doesn't get paused, but...
It's not pausing. I'm sorry, stop.
It should just be pause.
I don't see pause.
Then just hit
there. It is. Okay.
Back on.
Okay. Yep.
All right, we're back. So we were discussing the fire service contract.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. Let's see. So you're asking for a memorandum. You said if equipment needs to be replaced, who will pay for it and when?
A schedule for if we have to come up with the funds for it, what will that schedule be? When are we going to have to, you know, come up with the money?
All right.
And about the vehicles was my other one.
a mask in the car.
Where's that? That's just
you have a spare mask, Mike.
Oh, I don't have one on me. Let's see. So I think at this time, Chuck, I don't think we're prepared to vote on the contract. Just like I said, I'd like to see the changes and make sure it's a clean contract before we would sign it.
All right. Well, we got next week.
Yep. So. Are you agreeing with that, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Chuck?
No.
We don't have it on there, but public comment. You want to go to public comment?
Yeah.
All right. This time, I'd like to make a motion to go to public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa. Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time we're open for public comment. Please state your name and address for the record. Anyone? Mr. Osman?
Yeah, Bill Osman, 3670 Hamilton Road. Make sure she doesn't leave.
Yep.
Let's finish this.
Yep.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Anybody else? Once? Twice? Nope. This time we'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa. Aye. Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township special meeting on December 17th.
Second.
Roll call, Mike Stolpa. Aye. Mark Rez.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:24 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.